And now, Stein Online presents Mark Stein's Song of the Week.
Great to be with you, and in this September 11th anniversary week, we celebrate a great American anthem introduced to the world on the radio in 1938.
Now, it's going to be my great, very great privilege to sing for you a song that's never been sung before by anybody. One that was written especially for me by one of the greatest composers in the music field today. It's something more than a song. I feel it's one of the most beautiful compositions that was ever written. A song that will never die. The author, Mr. Irving Berlin, the title, God Bless America. While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to our land that's free. Let us all be grateful that we're far from there. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love.
CBS Radio Network, November 10th, 1938, the eve of Armistice Day, as it then was, and the star of the Kate Smith Hour, very late in the hour, introduces a brand new song that she said was written especially for her by Irving Berlin, and as we'll explore, has a rather more complicated backstory than that. But Miss Smith always liked to sing that verse, and we don't often get to hear it these days. I always liked it. While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God Bless America by Irving Berlin. In the weeks after September 11th, 2001, several commentators wanted to know why everyone was singing that song rather than the national anthem. It was the number that members of Congress broke into spontaneously on the steps of the Capitol that grim day. If you remember the scene, the leader of the House, Dennis Hastert, and the leader of the Senate, Tom Daschle, and their various members were on the steps. Denny Hastert said a few words, Tom Daschle said a few words. Then Congressman Hastert led the various members in a moment of prayer that was artfully described, if I recall correctly, as a moment of silence. And then
thank you.
The various eminences started to wander off. And the news anchors cut in to explain what we'd just seen, and then suddenly,
a remarkable tableau of political unity there on the steps of the Capitol building. Party leaders from both houses and a number of members.
Thank you, Cyber. Thank you, Cyber. Through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairie.
God Bless America, sung on the steps of the Capitol. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. A light from above, as in celestial, sung on federal property in normal circumstances. Irving Berlin's words might be considered religious enough to attract a lawsuit from the American Civil Liberties Union. But even the ACLU wasn't dumb enough to launch church and state lawsuits when half of Lower Manhattan was filled with prayer vigils. God Bless America was everywhere in those early days. Everybody sang it, even Canadians.
God bless America. Land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with
Celine Dion with an unusually understated performance for her. The ubiquitousness of God Bless America in those days after 9/11 prompted various editors and radio producers to hunt down learned musicologists and invite them to speculate on why this song had caught the public mood. Perhaps the Star-Spangled Banner requires too great a range. Perhaps its complex use of melismas demands a professional vocalist, etc., etc. All irrelevant. The reason the nation sang God Bless America can be found in seven words. The Star-Spangled Banner is about an historic event. America the Beautiful is principally about the topography, at least the verse that usually gets sung is. But when it comes to the nation, Irving Berlin said it simplest and said it best.
God bless America, land that I love.
Irving Berlin singing his words. He was a contemporary of Cole Porter, Ira Gershwin, Lawrence Hart, but unlike those sophisticated rhymesters, only he could have written those lines without embarrassment. As Julie Stein, the composer of Gypsy and Funny Girl and Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, as Julie Stein once said to me about Irving Berlin, it's easy to be clever. The really clever thing is to be simple, to say it directly, unaffectedly, unashamedly. God bless America, land that I love.
Land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
Irving Berlin's song had played its role in the national story for six decades by that point. On February 3rd, 1945, American troops liberated the Santo Tomas internment camp in Manila. Only when a GI climbed on a tank and yelled, "Hey, folks!" did the frightened prisoners, many of them U.S. Army nurses, feel confident enough to come out. And as they stood around a little awkwardly, it took a lone voice at the back to break the ice. Someone started singing God Bless America, and by the third line, as on the steps of the Capitol in September 2001, everyone had joined in. Irving Berlin was a Jew, and he endured slights. When he married a society girl, Ellen Mackay, she was dropped from the social register. When Ellen's sister took up with a Nazi diplomat in New York and went around sporting a diamond swastika, the sister suffered no such social disapproval. Throughout his life, fate seemed determined to test to the limit Berlin's faith in both America and the simple certainties of popular song. but he never forgot being a child in Temun, Siberia, when the Cossacks rode in and razed his village, sending his parents scuttling west. About his adopted land he had no doubts, and his were the words Americans turned to in the wake of September 11th. Not long after, President Bush quietly proclaimed the date Patriot Day. God Bless America is a good song for that day, just as Berlin anthems mark other high days and holy days on the American calendar, Easter Parade and White Christmas. When a song's that universal, it floats free of its creator. It's, quote, by Irving Berlin, but so what? The Berlin songbook, in becoming his new homeland soundtrack, somehow ceased to be his. Because these are the tunes Americans got married to, went to war to, did their Christmas shopping to, it's assumed that that's how they were written, by a Tin Pan Alley opportunist with an eye to the main chance. We forget how much of himself is in those hits. He wrote the song because he loved his country, and not in 1938 for Kate Smith, but 20 years earlier. It was 1918, and America was at war, and Berlin had composed an all-army review called Yip Yip Yapank. We discussed it a few weeks ago in connection with Easter Parade. God Bless America was supposed to be the finale, sung by the full company as they depart for France. By the way, remember that religious imagery in the middle section I mentioned? The lyric was a little different in its original form. Stand beside her and guide her to the right with a light from above. I don't think they'd all have been singing along with that on the steps of the Capitol. Irving Berlin's musical secretary back in 1918 was Harry Ruby, who later became one half of Kalmar and Ruby, a highly successful songwriting team. They wrote Three Little Words, Give Me a Kiss to Build a Dream On, I Want to Be Loved by You, Just You and Nobody Else But You, Boo Boo Badoo. And it was said that on hearing the number, Harry Ruby sighed, "Geez, Irvy, not another patriotic song." Berlin always denied that story and explained instead that God Bless America didn't seem quite right for a bunch of doughboys shipping out. They'd been told in the previous scene that they were heading out to France, and it was just a little sticky, as he put it. I couldn't visualize soldiers marching to it. As Harry Ruby put it, there were so many patriotic songs coming out everywhere at the time, every songwriter was pouring them out. The big one was by George M. Cohan.
Over there, over there, send the word over there, that the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drum, drum coming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer, send the word to beware. We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over, over there.
We won't come back till it's over, over there. That was a huge hit for Nora Bays, and its sentiments seem more in tune with the spirit of America's fighting men. Berlin didn't think his song could match it. So he put the song in the trunk, and instead, for the finale of Yip Yip Yap Hank, the Doughboys marched out to this. We're on our way to France. 20 years later, Irving Berlin was on his way to England, to London. He chanced to be there for the Munich Agreement, triumphantly signed by Neville Chamberlain. His thoughts as he returned to the United States were of war and peace and of love of country, and it was the latter he wanted to put into musical form. Quote, "I worked for a while," he said, "on a song called Thanks America, but I didn't like it. I tried again with a song called Let's Talk About Liberty, but I didn't get very far with that. I found it was too much like making a speech to music." It was then he remembered the song he'd written 2 decades earlier. It took his staff a week of rummaging round the office to find it, and this was a man who kept every scrap of music and lyric if he thought it had even the slightest commercial potential. He found it a wee bit creaky in places, and he made one significant change. The 1918 version ran, "Make her victorious, on land and foam. God bless America, my home sweet home." "I didn't want this to be a war song," said Irving Berlin in 1938. So tweaking the melody and rewriting the lyric, he created a new ending.
From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home, sweet home.
And that was the version the great Kate Smith introduced to the world in November 1938. Back in those early days, there was a second half chorus too. If you got a bit tired of the mountains and prairies and oceans white with foam, Kate Smith had this.
From the green fields in Virginia to the gold fields out in love, God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
From the green fields of Virginia to the gold fields out in Nome. Nome is a bit too obviously and obtrusively chosen purely because it's a town that happens to rhyme with home sweet home. And Berlin soon realized that and kept quiet about that second half chorus. Did you know it has a German lyric? In those days, Milwaukee had a German language newspaper, Deutsche Zeitung, and one of their reporters decided to provide his readers with a translation. In order that German Americans be able to ward off any lurking Teutonophobia among the natives, and instead, quote, manifest their loyalty to the United States. Herr Schütz America, Land meiner Treue. I don't think he got much airplay in the Third Reich, but then God Bless America turned out to be surprisingly controversial at home. A lot of people loved the song instantly, so much that they wrote to the newspapers demanding that it be made the national anthem and the Star Spangled Banner be tossed into the garbage can of history. In return, a lot of people responded that they didn't want a song for America displacing their own national anthem that had been turned out to be written by some Russian. And a Jew, to boot. And the folk singer Woody Guthrie disliked the song so much that he wrote his own response to it, called God Blessed America, Title subsequently revised to This Land Is Your Land. I'm not going to play it because, to be honest, I cannot stand that hideous nursery tune of This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land, from California to the New York Island. What kind of rhyme is that, for a start? And it bugs me no end at Memorial Day observances when you get God Bless America and This Land Is Your Land sung side by side. But it ain't going to happen on this show. It's a far more inferior number musically. Whatever Woody Guthrie and the anti-Russians and the anti-Semites felt, God Bless America was a hit with the public. 4th of July, 1938, they played it at Ebbets Field before the game, and the crowd instinctively rose as if it was the national anthem. Where did God Bless America come from? I mean, yes, we know about its origins in Yip Yip Yap Hank during World War I, but does it have deeper roots? In 1906, when Irving Berlin was a singing waiter in Chinatown, there was a small vaudeville hit doing the rounds, cooked up by a couple of very minor songwriters who fancied a piece of the ethnic novelty song market, a very lucrative field in those days. They were Irish, but ethnic novelty-wise, they weren't writing about Irishmen. This song was called When Mose With His Nose Leads the Band.
Down our way every day there's a band. Life is gay when they play music grand. When the noisy big bass drum with their noisy tum 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 loud enough to wake up nearly all the land. Happy Mose, he just shows all he knows. When he leaves, shall they sing in report? No baton does Mose use, but just think he was refused. He's unique with nothing else but just his own.
Well, you get the idea. Quote, no baton does Mose use, such a thing he would refuse. He's unique with nothing else but just his nose. Unquote. In other words, he's a stereotypical Jew with a pronounced proboscis, as the sheet music cover confirms, and so when he conducts the band, he doesn't need a stick, he just uses his schnoz. Well, that's the verse, but listen to the chorus.
Baby then starts to play, plays all day. Oh, then says, sound your A-P-P-A-Lay. My yells, I want to play, we shall play. Clean up the whole that's grand.
The regular theater.
Then they'll start in to blow.
Not their dough.
Please, things we all do know.
And right I go.
Oi, 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 but you stop. When Mose with his nose leads the band.
Let's hear that first line again. A, B, then starts to play.
A, B, then starts to play.
Plays all day.
God bless America. A, B, then starts to play. Would Irving Berlin have known an obscure song from 1906 called When Mose With His Nose Leads the Band? Jody Rosen, who wrote a book about White Christmas, thinks almost certainly. The lyric writers of the song are entirely obscure, Jack Drillane and Bert Fitzgibbon, but the composer was a well-known man about Tin Pan Alley, Theodore Morse. His most lasting song is our Mother's Day Song of the Week, M-O-T-H-E-R. Put them all together, that spells mother, a word that means the world to me. And Berlin would not only have known Ted Morse, he was himself, as a singing waiter with songwriting ambitions, just starting to try to figure a piece of the ethnic novelty action all for him. His earliest songs, dating about a year after Mose With His Nose, were Oh, How That German Could Love, Sweeta Marie, Mega Ragatama Dancer Wida Me, The Coony Spoony Rag, Cohen Owes Me $97. He'd certainly have known what other items in the genre were floating around. And it's not just that six-note opening phrase, God bless America, A, B, then starts to play. The internal rhyme pattern of the title Mose with his nose leads the band, kind of prefigures through the night with a light from above. Mose with his nose leads the band from the mountains to the prairie. Strange, strange. What about that phrase, God bless America? Well, it was used in a very obscure 19th century song. I highly doubt Irving Berlin ever heard that, either as a singing waiter in Chinatown or in any other capacity. Berlin said he got it from his mother. Despite the grinding poverty on the Lower East Side, as young Israel Berlin was growing up, she would frequently murmur, God bless America. And not casually, Irving Berlin recalled, but with emotion which was almost exaltation. And that is what that phrase symbolized to Irving Berlin. Gratitude for America, gratitude to his parents for enabling him to grow up American. Berlin planted that phrase in the language, and it stayed there through a dozen presidents and innumerable addresses from the Oval Office, concluding with those three little words, as Harry Ruby might say. It's a song about a nation, for everyone, for the millions and millions of Americans, but it's also a song for one American in particular, for whom the final words meant most of all.
God bless America, my home.
Berlin donated his royalties to the Boy Scouts, but it didn't dent criticism from those who disliked the writer's assumption that God should be blessing America rather than Portugal or the Sudan or anywhere else. As his biographer Lawrence Berggren wrote, God Bless America revealed that patriotism was Irving Berlin's true religion. It evoked the same emotional response in him that conventional religious belief summoned in others. It was his rock. In the 1980s, in the long twilight of Berlin's life, with loyal retainers holding the world at bay, the bare bones of his curriculum vitae took on mythic status. All the clichés of Ellis Island and the Lower East Side rolled into one all-purpose, never-to-be-made Hollywood biopic. Little Izzy Berlin from Siberia, who saw the Cossacks raise his village, the singing waiter who turned his hand to novelty songs, the Tin Pan Alley Jew boy who set his heart on a society bride. Irving Berlin embodies all the possibilities of this land. He came here as poor and foreign and disadvantaged as you can be, and yet he wove himself into the very fabric of the nation. His life and his art are part of the definition of America. And it was this song with which Irving Berlin took his leave of the American people, singing it on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1968, and then one last time for his final public appearance 5 years later at the Nixon White House. More than White Christmas, more than Easter Parade, more than any of the big hits, this song was special to Irving Berlin.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, America, my home, sweet home.
In this anniversary week, spare a thought for the fallen troops in Afghanistan and Iraq and elsewhere, and for the New York Fire Department and the brave citizen soldiers of Flight 93, and for all those who set off to work on a beautiful Tuesday morning in mid-September. They died in a great cause. God bless America, land that I love.
Song of the Week is a production of Mark Stein Enterprises. All rights reserved.